Today we continue with lesson number 65 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Psochim. We're still in the long Perek Yud Zayin, the 17th Perek. Today we will study the 4th and 5th Mishnayos. Earlier, in the first Mishnah of this Perek 17, we learned Kol Kalei Balebatim Shiyuron Berimonim. In general, an ordinary vessel which a housekeeper keeps, if there's a hole in it the size of a rimon of a pomegranate, then it is no longer mekabel tuma, it is no longer considered functional. So now the Mishnah clarifies that harimonim sha'omru, when we refer to the pomegranate, which if it falls through the vessel is no longer considered functional, shlosha achuzin zeboze. We're speaking of three rimonim, which are connected to each other, the way rimonim grow, kind of attached to each other with a central twig out of which they come. So if the three rimonim, the Batanura explains, the three rimonim are connected to each other, and one of them can fall through the nekev, in which case the nekev has to be a little larger than if it was a single isolated rimon, because the other two are holding it back. But if it falls through, such circumstances, then it is no longer mekabel tuma. That's the Bat Nur's approach. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, panofa uvakfora, when it comes to sieves and sifters and strainers and things of that sort, kedei sheyitol v'yahalech. So the hole has to be such a large hole that if you're walking with this vessel as you're walking, and in it are rimonim, and because you're walking, so the vessel shakes, and therefore the rimon falls out, which is a smaller hole than if you wouldn't shake it. If you wouldn't shake it, the rimon might not fall out. But if, when it's subject to shaking, because you're walking with it, it falls out, then it's already the size which renders it no longer mekabel tuma, it's tohor. Uvekupa, when it comes to a larger box, kedei sheyavshil la'achorov. Then, if the rimon falls through when you sling this box over your shoulder, you lift it up in such a way with jerking it, then it falls out, which is a smaller hole than if it's just a stationary box with a rimon in it. Then also, it is already not mekabel tuma. Usheor kol hakelim she'enon yecholim lekabel rimonim. What about a vessel which the whole vessel is not large enough to contain a rimon? It's a small little bottle, a glass, a shot cup, or whatever. So in such a case, kagon harova, like if you have a small vessel which only contains a rova hakav, a quarter of a kav, which is approximately half a liter, or v'chatzi harova, half of a quarter of a kav, an eighth of a kav, a very small vessel, or hakanonim haketanim, these small little baskets which certainly can't contain pomegranates. In those cases of such small vessels, shiuron, the size of a hole which renders it no longer functional and therefore tohor, is beruba on divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds, if most of the vessel is broken, then there's a hole occupying most of the size of this small vessel, then the vessel is no longer functional. So says Rav Meir. Rabbi Shimon Omer Bezesim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, when it comes to these much smaller vessels, which can't even contain a rimon, then we measure the size of a hole which renders it no longer functional and therefore tohor melekabel tumo, if it's the size of an aleph. If there's a hole in it the size of an aleph and an aleph can fall through the hole, then it's not mekabel tumo. Nifritzu, if there's a puncture in the vessel and some of the vessel is missing on the inside, shiuron bezesim, then, in other words, it's rubbed out in such a way that it can't really contain an olive, then it is no longer a mekabel tuma. Nigmamu, suppose there's a little bit of the tip of the vessel which is rubbed off. Shiyudan b'mashehen. So the Batanura learns pshat that if the vessel, at the bottom it's intact, at the top by the rim, a little bit of it is rubbed off. No matter, even if a lot of it's rubbed off, as long as it can contain something, a drop of water in the bottom of it, then it is still mekabel tuma. because it's still functional. So this is the Bat Nuris Pshat. Others learn just the opposite. Any small dent in the rim already renders it tahor because it's not considered a keli if the rim is faulty. We continue with Mishnah Hey, again defining the nature of this rimon. What kind of a rimon are we talking about? Rimonim come in all kinds of sizes. So harimon sha'amru, when we say that the hole, the size of a rimon, renders a vessel no longer tome or no longer susceptible to be mekabel tumo, lo koton velo gadol. We're not speaking of a very small rimon. And we're not speaking of a very large rimon, elo benoni, the average size rimon. Now, in the Mishnayos, we come across a special type of rimon of pomegranate called rimonei vadon, veiz dalet aleph nun. Now, our Mishnah asks, why we speak sometimes not just of rimon and pomegranates, but of the pomegranates from this place called Badon. And this Badon was in somewhere in Eretz Yisroel, probably, in the place where the Kusim lived, perhaps Samaria, Shomron. Well, why do we refer to these Rimonim as special? Rimonei Vadon. So the answer given by Rab Meir is, Sheyehu Mekadshin Kol Shehein Divir Rab Meir. The Rimonim in this place called Vadon were especially juicy, large, plump, delicious Rimonim. And therefore they were considered chashuv, they were considered devarim chashuvim. So if one rimon shel orlo, one rimon badon shel orlo, if you have a tree, a pomegranate tree in this area, vadon, and it produces rimonim within the first 3 years, and those fruits are also because we don't consume, we don't eat fruits of a tree that's less than 3 years old, that's orlo. So if one rimon badon falls into 10, 20, 100, 1,000 other rimonim, we don't say, well, it's a 60 to 1, 100 to 1, 1,000 to 1, and therefore it should become botel, it should become as if it's null and void. No, it's such a choshev rimon, such an important, precious rimon, that if one of them is mixed with hundreds of other rimonim, it renders them all orla. If one rimon badon shel orla falls into many, many rimonim, not shel orla, it still is not botel, and all the rimonim have to be treated as if they were orla. That's what it means, sheyu mekadshin kol shehen. They are mekadesh. They render orla in any mixture, no matter what the proportion of non-orla is to a rimon badon shel orla, so hold drameya. That's why rimone badon are mentioned specially. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, no. The Sha'er Bohenes HaKelim. When we say that only a hole the size of a rimon makes a vessel no longer functional, therefore not mekabel tuma, we're not speaking of an ordinary rimon. We're speaking of a rimon shel badon, a rimone badon, which is a large rimon, maybe the size of a melon. Then, and only then, is it such a large hole that it renders it non-functional. So, hold Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Akiva comes along and says, you're both right. Rabbi Akiva Omer lechachu lechachu iskeru. There are two consequences of a rimon coming from this place, Badan. Number one, the shai behen mesakelim, the hole which disqualifies, which renders a keli no longer susceptible to kabolas tumah, has to be the size of a rimon Badan. And number two, v'yiyu mekachin kol shehen. If you have one rimon badon shell orla mixed with hundreds of rimonim not shell orla, the rimon badon is not botel, and all of them have to be treated like orla. Omer Rav Yossi, lo huzkeru rimone vadon v'chatzire geva. No. The Rimone Badon are special, not because they are so special that they're not botel, even the 100 to 1. And not because they are the measure by which you decide whether the hole is large enough to disqualify the keli from being mekabel tumah. It's mentioned for a different reason entirely. Elo sheyihiyu misasrin vadai b'chol mokom. The halacha normally is that if a person buys peros from an am ha'oretz, from a person who's just not careful enough Jewish person who's just not careful enough to give trumos and maestros, or to give maestros, that you normally have to give maaser meisafek. You don't know. The Am HaOretz may have given maaser. He may not have given maaser. That giving maaser meisafek, that's called demai. However, if you buy the rimone badon, the pomegranates from Badon place, or the chatzire geva, chatzire is a leek, L-E-E-K, a kind of a vegetable, a cabbage-like vegetable, from the place called geva, then you can be sure that maaser was not given, and you're the maaser that you're required to give is not misafek, which is called demai, but it's vada. You definitely have to give maaser. And the reason being, because since these peros, rimone badon and chatzire geva, are so distinctive and so special, and that when they come from the land of the Kusim, are a group of people, or the Samaritans, let's call them, who are not very careful about halacha, to say the least, and they did not give maaser. And if an Am HaOretz buys from them, he also didn't give maaser, because he mistakenly thought, well, the Kusi farmer was the guy who gave him maaser. So if you buy these specialty items, rimone badon, chatzire geva, then you have to give maaser vadai, because for sure maaser was not given, for sure not by the Kusi from whose farm it comes, and also pretty much for sure not from the Am HaOretz, the middleman who may have purchased these from the farmer in order to sell retail. And so we have concluded Mishneh Hey of Perek Yud Zayin, and in the process concluded lesson number 65.